And now we don't have to worry so much about the availability of wine. Good morning. It's 9:49 at KSRO as we welcome in Mike Haney, the executive director of the Sonoma County Vintners. Mike, good to have you.
It's great to be here, Pat. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and even better news for wineries. We'll get to that in a minute. But let's talk business for a moment. Can you address and talk about the Bill Foley deal, talking about buying Sonoma County's Ferrari Carano Vineyards and Winery, not his first foray into Sonoma County wines, but this is a big deal, and I mean 300 mil worth of a big deal.
Yeah, it's a little bit out of my price range, but it is a big deal. And, you know, I think one of the great ways to look at it is, you know, the Foley family has been here in Sonoma County. They're a known family. They're supportive of, for example, Sonoma County Vintners. Courtney Foley, Bill's daughter, is on our board of directors and involved in our foundation.
Uh-huh.
So it's really great to see, you know, on some of these purchases, like we see happening, that someone from Sonoma County and who has Sonoma County ties here purchasing that, and they know Sonoma County. So that's a plus here in this sale.
What does the consolidation, certainly I think that you're right about that, Mike, what does the consolidation, that kind of consolidation mean for other vintners in the community?
You know, I think on that specific one, we'll wait and see. I think there's a number of positives that come out of it, of course. It's still family-owned, which is very important for us here in Sonoma County, and it's very important for us to have families who are engaged in Sonoma County running the businesses versus maybe not being so engaged. So
absolutely.
For us, I think it's great to have someone who has family here, who does business here, and who knows the county.
Yeah, no question about that. We feel that way about all of our businesses when they are locally driven, for sure. So last, you know, the wineries themselves, tasting rooms themselves, have experienced sort of a soft opening, I guess, with some restrictions, understandable restrictions. Now, at least one of those restrictions is going to be lifted as of this weekend. You won't have to buy food when you're buying or tasting wine. What kind of a difference will that make to wineries this weekend?
And Pat, it's a big game changer. You know, a lot of our smaller family-owned wineries weren't able to meet that criterion and provide a meal for every customer. They don't have the facilities to do that. In some cases, their use permit questioned their ability to do that. And then, of course, the cost of providing everyone a meal who comes into your facility was prohibited as well for so many wineries. So by getting this this mandate that the state put on lifted is a game changer for so many of our wineries, and now we're able to push forward with all the appropriate and safe mitigation practices that we have out there and to be able to see our customers and provide those great fun experiences.
And talk about seeing customers. I'm very curious, Mike, and I know, you know, it's limited information that we're all working on or working from right now because of the, you know, the step-by-step nature of reopening. What do we know so far about people coming back to the wineries and back to the tasting rooms?
Yeah, I can tell you what we've heard here at Vintners is we've had some good news there from some of our wineries. We see people who were local, of course, and wanting to get out of the house, and they've come back to our wineries and have engaged in those mitigation practices. They wear their masks, they're practicing social distancing, and they've had great times. So, you know, I'm kind of a positive, optimistic person, and I think as we push forward here, we're going to see people, as the appropriate orders are lifted and things, be able to get out and be able to come to not only our wineries, but obviously other businesses here in Sonoma County, practice what we all need to do to make sure we're safe, and get our economy back going and our wine community pushing forward.
How much have the wineries, the vintners here, been able to sort of, I guess, supplement their what's normally their intake and their money by wine sales throughout the course of this shelter in place?
Sure, you know, the virtual sales and the online sales and the virtual program is something that's been really inspiring to see. Wineries of all sizes have really been creative and resilient and not only been able to push that digital sales component, but of course the programming to go along with it, whether it's tastings and things like that that you can do online and through Zoom and things of that nature. So those type of sales have literally helped some of our wineries survive during this whole process.
And that is a very good thing. It's not the same, but it is something nonetheless. What about, you know, there was already, before the pandemic hit, Mike, there was already sort of a big story about wine consumption going down prior to that. And that's worldwide I'm talking about. What now you've got the pandemic, you've got the time outside of the wineries during the shelter in place. Where do you see this whole thing going? You know, in terms of the rest of 2020, for example.
Yeah, that's a great question. And, you know, one of the things I learned a lesson on and stopped doing is predicting during this pandemic, because you don't know what's going to happen from hour to hour.
Sometimes. No crystal ball, eh?
But, you know, again, I do think we're going to see our wineries, if we can keep pushing forward and things look good, I think we'll be able to see our wineries be able to engage our consumers again, as well as, you know, one of the things that has come out of this, as I mentioned, is this virtual programming. I think you'll see wineries continue that marketing effort and that virtual programming that, of course, reaches all around the world, not just locally. So I think that's a component that you'll see that will keep going on.
Yeah, that's here to stay. And of course, one of the big issues is lifting the travel restrictions so that so many visitors to the wine country feel like they can return. And now the question is, when will they, and will they be confident in doing so?
You know, we're waiting for that order as well. And I know in our conversations with our Board of Supervisors and Dr. Mace, who have been, who have worked really well with us, I have to say, and, you know, they want us to open up as quick as possible as well. I know that she's looking at all the data. Our board is looking at all the data. And I know they've got some thoughts about possibly opening up in a week or two. I think she'll make that call here soon. But you're right. That component, you know, our restaurants, our hotels are just extraordinary partners of our wine community, and we surely want both of those sectors to flourish as well.
Yeah. And Mike, is there anything you can tell us about the wineries who have, that we know of so far at this stage of the game, know that they will not be able to survive this and reopen?
You know, the good news there is we have not had many direct reports of wineries that have closed permanently. Now, I think the jury's still out there. I still think you'll still see some impacts from that as we go forward. But the inspirational thing is to be able to see, especially the small wineries, how they've been creative in order to survive this terrible pandemic. And I'm hoping we can get back to close to normal as possible soon, so we don't see those type of figures in the future.
And a lot of people, one more question for you, Mike, and that is a lot of people think, okay, especially with the onset and the addition of much more online sales and things like that, that a lot of people think the tasting room experience is not all that relevant anymore. But it is, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know, one thing I always say is wine is about people and it's about relationships. And it's great to have a wonderful glass of wine over a Zoom call or order it online and get that for your home. But, you know, consumers love coming to the winery, developing that relationship with the winery principals, seeing the beautiful countryside and enjoying that wine in a vineyard in here in beautiful Sonoma County. So I think that that experience is here to stay. And now our wineries, of course, have so many different experience options that they've developed. And now we're putting those safe social mitigation components to it that I think we'll be welcoming consumers back here soon.
Very good. Very good. Who knows how used to wearing those masks we are all going to become over time.
Exactly.
Yeah. Glad to hear the news, and much good luck to all of the entities involved with the further reopening for wineries and tasting rooms this weekend. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Pat, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mike Haney, Executive Director of Sonoma County Vintners, that is.